The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. You are tuned into Saturday's edition of the podcast where we've got a bumper day of racing. You can hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio with Sean Quinn, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Craig Forsyth in the studio. Good action from Doncaster. We've also got racing at Chester, Lingfield and Wolverhampton domestically, and a cracking card across the Irish Sea at Leopardstown as well. In the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and I'll be joined on today's edition of the podcast by Gordon Brown to take a look at some of the racing on Saturday from Doncaster. How are you today, Gordon?
I'm all right, Sam. How are you? Looking forward to the world's oldest classic, are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm certainly looking forward to this 14-runner field, the biggest field we've seen since 2008, and looks like it's going to be a really good race.
Yeah, it's been a good meeting so far, Doncaster, isn't it? This Ledger Festival has been really good. I've enjoyed it so far. We're at the point of recording this halfway through. We're still Friday to go, and Saturday's always a fabulous day. It still is maybe the poor relation of our classics, the Ledger, but in many ways it's one of my favourite classics. It's a shame the Triple Crown isn't as prominent as it used to be and still is in America. We've got a Triple Crown. I think we should I think we should cherish it. Well, I don't think that as many horses go for the Triple Crown now. Of course, you've got to win the Guineas and the Derby and the Triple Crown. And the old saying used to be, the fittest horse wins the Guineas, the luckiest horse wins the Derby, but the best horse wins the Ledger. Well, no, the best horses don't really run in the Ledger.
But absolutely. And what's been the real stand-up performances for you this week?
First day I was at Carlisle, but I did watch Dale Gibson win the Ledger's race, because he's a great friend of us here at William Hill Radio, and Bob, and apparently he did everything afterwards but celebrate with a flying dismount, Gibble. And he says he was chucking the kitchen sink at the horse to win, and he's organised the race, which is no mean feat with the red tape there is in racing. So to see Gibble win and his return and up against all the legendary jockeys in the race is great. He thought he might hang up his boots and that would be him, but apparently he's going to come back and defend his crown next year. So great to see Gibble do that. As far as the meeting so far is concerned, I was struck by a couple of Luca Kamani winners yesterday. I was actually working on William Hill TV for a betting shop service. Stepping up to Group 2 company after those handicap wins, Silk Sari absolutely demolished her rivals in the Doncaster sales race, the Park Hill Stakes, sponsored by DFS. That's the fillies St Ledger. It's over the same course and distance that the Ledgers run over, and she destroyed them, very readily winning by 5 lengths. The Kamani team are in great form at the moment. Apparently she could go to the one of the races at the ARC meeting at Longshong, and she possibly might be retired to stud after that. That might be a disappointment for a lot of people. She could be anything. She won by 5 lengths. It could have been more than that. And there was another winner yesterday that I quite liked, Blue Waltz, the other Kamani horse that won. It was a double for Luca Kamani and Andre Zenny. That was another filly in the filly's handicap. Again, that won by 5 lengths. I would imagine that'll be winning black type in time. It was a mile and a quarter handicap, and she waltzed clear, Blue Waltz did. In fact, I said that she danced clear yesterday. So the highlights for me, Gibble winning on Bob, the two Kamani fillies that won yesterday, and just from a personal point of view, Paddy Mathers winning the big sales race. I think it was 270 to the winner, 274 to the winner. He won't ever have won a prize like that before. Paddy Mathers, he's based with Richard Fahey, a real unsung hero. He's a bit of a party boy, but to win on Bonds Girl, one of 7 in the race incidentally for Richard Fahey, so that was a personal highlight for me, Paddy Mathers. So his cut off 274 grand will be somewhere in the region of 20 odd. I think he'll be appearing in a nice new car sometime soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a fantastic weeks of racing, and hopefully we can have an even better day on Saturday, and we'll dive into some of Saturday's racing now. Not only have we got the Ledger, of course, coming up at 3:50, but there's two other group races on the card that we're going to look at. First of which is the 205. This is the At the Races Champagne Stakes. This one, Group 2 contest, ran over 7 furlongs, just the 6 runners, and Estacar leads the market at 11-8 at the time of recording. Ballado is 11-4. Glen Almond, 9-2. War Envoy, 8-1. 12-1 for Roomkey. And Ace is the outsider of the six at 14-1. Probably no surprise to see the horse that is favourite winning the Superlative Stakes last time that we saw him. Does carry a penalty for that win. What do you make of his chances?
Yeah, Estacar for Paul Hannigan, Richard Hannon and Hamden Almack. To him, a couple of wins from three starts. As you say, that Group 2 at Newmarket at the July meeting certainly sets the standard here. On Racing Post ratings, it's head and shoulders above the others, and it's not done a rot long since appearing at Goodwood back in the spring. It won a maiden at Newbury over this trip. They're keeping it to seven. The Newbury win was over Good to Firm over seven. Good to Soft in the Superlative Stakes in Group 2. This is a similar class race, and he is going to take all the stopping. On all known form, he is the one. Ballado for Roger Varian, who of course has got the favourite for the St. Ledger. We'll be talking more about that in a moment. Yards in reasonable time and impressed when winning that Newbury listed race when stepped up to this trip of seven furlongs, so very much on the up and could be anything. And the other one to mention in the race is Aces of Charlie Hills, and again, just one run for Aces, and it came at Lowley Windsor over six furlongs. It cost $100,000 as a two-year-old, this horse, and that was a pretty impressive debut at Windsor. I know the dam was a sprinter, but nevertheless, there will be improvement required for Aces to go close in the Champagne Stakes. But Estacar for me, on all known form, is the one.
Okay, fair enough then. Estacar for Gordon in that one, but don't rule out Aces as well at a big price, 14-1 at the time of recording, so that could offer you some a little bit of value there. The next race that we'll look at from Doncaster on Saturday is the 3:15. This one, the OLBG Park Stakes, another Group 2 contest over seven furlongs. We've got the eight runners here, so hopefully looking for a bit of each way value. Hopefully we can keep the eight. And Al Jamahir is the 7-4 favourite. Gregorian is 7-2. Ansagar is 11-2, 7-1 for SK Love, Cable Bay 9-1, and 12s bar those. A lot of familiar names lining up here, Gordon. Who has the most appeal?
Al Jamahir coming back on this quicker ground and stepping back up in trip. I think the form is in the book for this one to go pretty close. It disappointed a little bit on soft ground over six furlongs at Newmarket. It ran at the Royal Meeting at Ascot and was a very creditable third. And as I say, I think the ground and the return to seven furlongs should see this progressive five-year-old, I think you'd call him. He cost $100,000 as a foal. Another Roger Varian horse we're talking about. Another Hamdan horse we're talking about. Got those cheek pieces on. Been running over six for its last three runs. But for me, this Group 2 is at the mercy of him as he steps back up to seven and tackles this. I'm not saying it's faster. Well, it is faster than the soft ground that he encountered at Newmarket. So he would be the interesting one for me. Gregorian in the Princess Haya colours, the wife, of course, of Sheikh Mohammed, comes off the back of a very decent run at Newbury last time. Seems to be as good as ever. This one actually wouldn't want it to dry out too much because we're just looking through the form. It was Good to Soft with that good run at Newbury over this sort of trip. It ran at Deauville during the summer on very heavy ground, and it's got winning form on soft ground going back to late June at Newmarket. So in the case of Al Jamahir, that will suit the drying conditions. Gregorian wouldn't want them to dry out too much. And Ansgar, another one just to mention, an Irish raider for Sabrina Harty. You've got James Doyle booked and won at Goodwood at the end of August, and that was a Group 3 as well as winning at the Curra and similar company. So stepping back up to Group 2, the Irish raider Ansgar catches the eye. If I had to nail my colours to the mast at the moment, as the way the ground is, it's Al Jamahir.
Okay then, Al Jamahir in that one for Gordon, who's available at 7-4 at the time of recording. The final race that we'll come to then on this podcast is of course the big one on Saturday, the Ledger itself, off at 3:50 from Doncaster over a mile and six furlong Group 1 contest of course. And just before we come to your selection in this race, Kingston Hill we know is the favourite here. He's 11-4 at the time of recording. It was a disappointment to see him withdrawn from the Great Voltiger, and if Roger Varian's comments are to be believed, there's a possibility they'll be withdrawn from this as well. I mean, they've called it a standoff in the post this morning.
I know. I mean, to be fair, you don't water at this time of year. Mm. I mean, Doncaster have never, I think the clerk of the course is on record as saying he's never watered at a ledger meeting, Roderick Duncan. And to be fair, you don't water for one horse. And I think the other quote from the clerk of the course that caught my eye was that it's not all about the St. Ledger. So this horse, incidentally, has also been withdrawn from a race in Ireland, hasn't he? They've taken him out twice on behalf of the ground. So it's not all about the ledger, and it's not all about one horse. And to be fair, just sort of standing up for Doncaster, and I know a lot of people, or a lot of other professionals would agree with me, you don't water at this time of year. It's autumn. I mean, the rains will come soon enough and the soft ground horses will have their day. It's just the way the cookie crumbles. I mean, we could have had a wet early September and the ground could have been soft. It is the way it goes. I mean, Jamie Spencer on record yesterday, I think he said there's still a bit of juice on the ground. I was speaking to KP, who is at Doncaster all week for William Hill Radio, and he said it's not bad ground. Yeah. So he either runs or he won't. And as I say, at the time of this recording, he's in the race. They'll probably make a decision in the morning, maybe even after the first race or two has been run. I would imagine they'll leave it as late as they can. Yeah. But punters out there know that this is the situation. So as a result, he's probably drifting.
Yes.
He'll be bigger now than he was, say, this time last week. Yeah. Or indeed this time yesterday. So
he's drifted already. I mean, just today, he's only been clipped out. But yeah, he was 5-2 when I checked this morning. Now 11-4. And he could continue to be on the drift.
The one thing that would be quite awkward, I was just looking, it's a straight 7 at Doncaster, obviously a straight 5. And the first three races are over 5 and 7 furlongs. So they don't really know what it'll be like in the round course. There won't be a race in the round course before the ledger itself. Mm. Now, obviously, that'll mean it's pretty fresh ground in the round course because nothing will have run in it since, obviously, the day before. But they'll walk the course, they'll gauge the jockey's opinion on the flat, but it will be just on the straight. So it'll be an awkward one. There's plenty of experienced jockeys riding in the first three races. They'll tell you what it's like up the home straight, but we don't know what it'll be like down the back. So I don't know, it's in the lap of the gods. If he is talking strongly and seriously about taking the horse out, but you know, it's a 3-year-old now. It's his only chance at the ledger. It's not as if it was one of these all-aged races like King George or the Eclipse where he could come back next year. This is his one shout at the St. Ledger. Unless it was really, really dry now and dead against him, I would be tempted to run because it's his one shot at the ledger.
Yep, fair enough, makes sense. And as punters and spectators, we hope that he goes. But if he doesn't, as I say, he's 11-4 favourite. It's going to blow the race wide open. We've got Snow Sky at 5-1, Romsdal 6-1, Windshear 7-1, King's Fate 12-1, Alex My Boy 14-1. In terms of you picking a winner for this race, where are you looking?
Well, Kingston Hills Derby second is the best form on offer. So I think if he did run, and therefore if he did run and presumably the ground was to his liking, I think he would win. So that's my caveat there. If he runs, he wins. If he doesn't, as you say, it does blow the race wide open. There's been some shocks in the ledger down through the years. Remember Camelot coming to do the Triple Crown and got turned over? As you said, did you say the second favourite, Snow Sky?
Snow Sky, that's right.
Yeah, good second at York, wasn't it? The Great Voltager, which is it's a tried and trusted ledger trial as well. So that would probably come in as second best. That was a very good run when finishing second in the Great Voltager. One, of course, I think it was the Gordon Stakes at Goodwood did this one.
Yes,
win.
Because they all finished sort of bunch in the Gordon Stakes, I remember.
If I was to have a stab, assuming that Kingston Mill didn't run, Kingston Hill rather, I would probably go for Romsdal. He was third in the Derby. Now, if I'm talking up the chances of the horse to win the race that was second in the Derby, and that's good form, then I actually watched the Derby, and when I saw Romsdal, I thought that could be a ledger horse, and I'm not after timing here. And of course, they've a good record in the ledger, both trainer John Gosden and William Buick. I was there when he won in 2010, and they also won it in 2011. So they tend to have a bit of a ledger profile about them with the three-year-olds, and Romsdal, in the absence of Kingston Hill, would be my choice, but I would expect a big run from Snow Sky.
Okay, fair enough. And thoughts of Gordon on the big one on Saturday, the ledger. If you could just spin us through one more time, please, your three selections for Doncaster on Saturday.
Yeah, 205 number one, Estic Car for Hannon and Hannigan. It's the H factor there, and Hamdan. Yeah. It's a triple H.
Triple H's,
The 315, I went for Al Jamahia for Roger Varian and Paul Hannigan. And the ledger, well, if he runs Kingston Hill, if that does not run, it would be Romsdal for me.
Okay, fantastic stuff. And there we are, the thoughts of Gordon Brown on this William Hills Daily Racing Podcast. Remember to join us on Saturday for all of the action with Sean Quinn, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Craig Forsyth in the studio, bringing you all the action from Doncaster, Chester, Lingfield, Wolverhampton and Leopardstown as well. Thank you very much for tuning in to William Hills Daily Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.